This weekend, there's a runoff election in Ukraine to pick a president. Ukraine was the second largest country to emerge from the collapsed Soviet Union, and the United States, the European Union, and Russia are all taking a close interest in the outcome of this election. Sunday's runoff follows the indecisive first round of voting 3 weeks ago. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more from Kiev.
Presidential challenger Viktor Yushchenko sounds robust on the campaign trail, but as he speaks, you can't help but notice his haggard appearance. Even under heavy makeup, his face is greenish and badly pockmarked. Yushchenko suddenly became ill a few weeks ago. His campaign alleges his enemies slipped him a mysterious, untraceable poison that was intended to kill him. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych is also running for president. His government denies poisoning Yushchenko, but it has exploited the issue. Stepan Gavrish is on the prime minister's campaign team.
We see Yushchenko's face. It's the result of a serious disease of some sort, and the nation has the right to know what it is.
The cloak and dagger story is one thing, giving Ukraine's presidential election a theatrical quality. Another is Prime Minister Yanukovych's own checkered past. Now 54, he spent two prison sentences for robbery and assault in his late teens. Yanukovych's advisors say that's ancient history, but the prime minister's tough guy image is obvious during campaign rallies.
No one will stand in our path to victory. I know there are a lot more strong, healthy people than those bastards who are making our lives difficult.
But this election is not just about its peculiarities. Many here see it as a decisive moment for Ukraine, whether to steer towards the West and Europe or an increasingly authoritarian Russia, the old colonial power to the East. Challenger Yushchenko says Russia is trying to build a new economic empire of subservient states to replace the Soviet Union. Authoritarian countries like Kazakhstan and Belarus have already signed up for a new economic union with Russia. And Yushchenko's campaign chief, Oleh Rybachuk, says Prime Minister Yanukovych wants to make Ukraine dependent on the Kremlin.
It means it's actually a restoration of the Soviet Union, because Russia would take absolute control over Ukraine and Belarus. And then we have decades and decades of, again, small evil empire restored. Then there would be iron fence.
Russian President Vladimir Putin openly supports Prime Minister Yanukovych. He visited Ukraine twice during the campaign and stood next to him during a military parade through Kiev. But political analyst Dmitry Vidrin says the Russian tactics backfired.
Every time Putin came here, the poll ratings of Yanukovych fell. Since independence, Ukrainians have developed a sense of national pride. They ask, why is the president of another country presiding over a parade of Ukrainian soldiers?
Prime Minister Yanukovych has vowed closer economic and military ties with Russia. He draws support from eastern Ukraine, where many ethnic Russians live, and wants to make Russian an official language. To 74-year-old Yevgenia Ivanova, that's important.
Yanukovych is with Russia, and Yushchenko is against Russia. Yushchenko could cause a split in our country. My mother tongue is Russian, and I can't speak Ukrainian.
And the prime minister has his own problems with the national language. A group of young Ukrainians sat in a Kiev bar this week watching a TV debate between Yanukovych and challenger Yushchenko. Many, like 31-year-old Natalia Vikulina, laughed as the prime minister made grammatical errors in Ukrainian. Vikulina calls Yanukovych's mentality too Soviet, and she says his association with the outgoing president Leonid Kuchma, who's widely thought of here as corrupt, is unacceptable.
Governments don't want to have really deep reforms, and that's why many people want to have a new president from the other side. And yes, we want to cooperate with the Western countries.
Challenger Yushchenko has vowed deeper ties with Europe and NATO. He's popular in the more nationalist west of Ukraine and here in the more affluent capital, Kiev. Yushchenko's team says he was cheated out of outright victory in the first round by vote rigging and blatantly biased coverage on state TV. International observers agree there were irregularities. The opposition vows to bring hundreds of thousands of people into the streets if the abuses are repeated on Sunday. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.